Well, good morning, everyone. We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for the mighty move of God that we're working in. Lord, I thank you that you're with us, that you guide us, that you bless us every step of the way. And Lord, help us do all this in your heart, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
This has been a good week. The Lord has really been a blessing this week. Last week we made it. We went in chapter 17. I'm going to go back to verse 6. And this is Jesus praying for his disciples, for us, because he included everybody that would believe. So this is the prayer that Jesus prayed for first his disciples and also for us and all the body of Christ. And he put a distinction. I noticed a distinction there. Verse 6 says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word. You know, he's letting the Father know they have kept your word. And the one part that sticks out is when the people tried to make a king out of Jesus. And when he failed, he did the miracle and failed. And man wants God on their terms. And they tried to make a king out of him. And he said, if you don't eat my...
good on their terms.
Yeah. If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And they left. But these remained. They didn't leave. And he's reminding the Father, they kept your word. And he said, will you leave also? And they said, we don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah.
they kept his word.
You have the bread of life. Mm-hmm. And nobody else got it.
in this setting, this is the main distinction.
Even they said that was a hard thing to swallow, but they had nowhere to go.
Right. And they remained. And they overcame the world that day. They remained. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. Sometimes the Lord Jesus would do things and they had to think whether it was of God or not, because the training that they had before, the persuasion of the world, they don't agree with the things that Jesus do. Just like the ways of the world and the compromised teaching that's out there, it doesn't agree with what the Lord gives us in our hearts to minister. It doesn't line up. But when you stick with the word of God, you're the light. Even when it doesn't seem like it, you're still the light. And acting on it will bring forth the blessings of God, and it will be exposed as the light. So he had to make a distinction that the enemy is always trying to cloud things over.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've given unto them the words which thou gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And communion made the difference. If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. They came to understanding when those that left, they stopped where they were. And they left thinking the way that they did.
I never connected that. Mm-hmm. I mean, leave that part. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Again, in the 11th chapter of Corinthians.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, but I meant that particular verse in John. I never really connected it when he said, you've got to eat my body and drink my blood.
Yeah.
I knew that was, you know, but I never had connected it, but that's where communion came from, right there.
Mm-hmm. And that's, by faith, that's exactly what we did. When we get sick, we say, by Jesus Christ, we're healed.
Mm-hmm.
When we need salvation, his blood washed away our sin. We received him. We receive the heart of who he is, in spirit and in truth. The Lord once said to me that faith is the highest form of sincerity. And before that, he said faith is a definer. So their faith defined them. Faith defines us. We are defined in faith. And the condition we had before, he said in verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gave me out of the world. They were in the world. And now they're redefined as God's children, his people. And they're stable. They believed on the Lord from their heart, and they stayed with him. And he said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou gave me, for they are thine. Then he said, all and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now he's saying he's glorified them because they voted on Jesus. They believed on Jesus.
Yes.
And they stuck with him through thick and thin. And they still with him.
Yes,
and now he's praying the same. He wants the same condition, the same relationship that he had with the Father. He wants them to have with the Father. And it's possible through him. Now, this is a prayer that God's going to honor because we come to the Lord. We never seen Jesus before. We read about his miracles. We read about him and we believed him. And then the Holy Spirit helps us understand him. And he guides us in our life. And though we never seen him, just like he told Thomas, blessed you believe because you've seen, but blessed are those who believe and have not seen. And we're in that category. And these are the living prayers of Jesus. These prayers are still being honored by God. And he wants us to know him. And as we get to, I did a broadcast this week. We're yoked together with Jesus. He said, take my burden on you. My yoke is easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And we're yoked together with Jesus. We do the easy part. He does the hard part. We speak the words that he speaks, that he gives us to speak. And it changes everything. You know, in ministry, what we mainly do is speak words. Peter and all the disciples, they turned the world upside down by speaking words, teaching words, and laying hands on people, healing them, and working miracles. But their effort, the energy they put forth was easy. The Lord backs them up. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit organized them.
That's right.
And when you're going to minister to an audience, the Lord give you a message for that audience. It may be less than what you know, but he'll give you the perfect words for that particular audience. And when you speak that word, those words to that audience, you're within the strategy of the Holy Spirit. And it works. Then heaven comes behind you and backs it all up. You do the easy part. And Jesus do the heavy lifting. You got the joy of the Lord. And the people who enter in, they got the joy. They'll get the joy of the Lord. And that's what Jesus is praying for. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And it is. Because he does the heavy lifting. He's pulling the bulk of the load. And I thank God for that. Verse 11, he said, and now I am no more in the world. But these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And that's what he was getting to. We have to see, according to the word, we have to see ourselves in the same position that Jesus was in with the Father. We can come boldly to the throne, our prayers. I used to read the scripture where he said, all of my prayers, he always answers my prayers. And I said, well, you know, that don't seem so true to me. But I thought about it. He does. He gave us his word. And the same, as I see myself in the position that Jesus was with the Father, when I pray, my prayers avail much. And I know that when I pray for something, I have it. You know, when I would be puzzled about that scripture, you know, the Lord may not always help my prayers, you know, but he does, you know. And as I look at things over time, they come to pass. The things I was concerned about, I have answers for it. But, you know, some things are faster than others. Some things manifest faster. I was looking at the manifestation, but it started the moment you first believed, just like with Daniel's prayer. He believed God for that, for the interpretation of that vision, and he stuck with it. He wouldn't eat nothing, no meats, no sweet, nothing that tasted good until he had that answer. And after 21 days, he had his answer. And some things manifest slower than others, but according to the word, the Lord always hears our prayers, and he always honors them. And that's what Jesus was praying for in verse 11. We'll stop there.
Where you said that the part that it says he proceeded forth from the Father, uh-huh. This is where I use my imagination, in, that God used you. Anyway, as there's several places in there it says he proceeds from the Father, and there's places where the Holy Spirit does the same. So that connects me to see the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit together.
Yeah.
But if this Christ proceeds from the Father,
uh-huh.
Like I see him coming out, because we're trying to be beings like him. And then the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father.
Yeah.
But yet they're still all together as one,
uh-huh.
Because they are one God, uh-huh. the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then they're all in us through the Holy Spirit, which is Christ is in us, mm-hmm. The Father's in us, and the Holy Spirit. So I've always, when I've got to that, I can see God the Father some kind of time, I believe. Anyway, Jesus proceeded from his actual being, and the Holy Spirit coming from his actual being. So
yeah. That's... They're
you
one.
Take it or leave it. That's the way I see it.
That's right. And they operate as one.
Yes.
When we follow God, we operate with him as one.
Yes.
If we become an extension of who he is. We're speaking his word. We're doing what he, we're operating according to his guidance. And we're in his strategy.
Yes.
It's, we're one.
That's right.
And so is everybody that's doing the same thing. Yes. It's one work, but it's done different ways through different people. But it all does, you know, I hear people saying things that the revelation that the Lord gave me using the same scripture reference. I said, man, that's God. That's one word. And I thank God for it. Okay, we've shift gears. 1 Corinthians 11. We're in communion with him. We operate with him. We do the same things that Jesus did. And we commune with him. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, it says, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Remember the victory. Verse 25, and after the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I thank God for Jesus and all of his works. It's a blessing to be in union with the Lord like that. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for every soul that hears your word and does it. And Lord, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help us to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that we may be one with you, doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.